Shook the whole bag.
We're shaking sacks.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Turning Tables Podcast. Fuck, I have missed this.
It's been a while.
It's actually been a while.
It has been a minute. I'm so excited to be here with my dear friends, and we're going to play some D&D. Joining us is Danny.
Hell yeah, blessed with new dice.
We are dice rich, my friends. Ruben.
Hello there. I'm back.
Hell yeah. James.
I'm not going to say blessed, because I don't know if this thing's going to roll in that one. I'll be very upset.
You haven't
but we do have new dice.
You haven't rolled them
no,
yet?
No, I'm going to do it in-game and see what happens.
Good man.
And Connor, how are you?
Good. I wasted my nat 20.
Yeah, you did. And that would have been epic if that was the first roll of two dice.
Oh, brand new dice in-game.
You would be like, yes! But you ruined it.
But I ruined it.
Yeah,
you ruined it.
Soiled it.
It's been a minute and a half, guys. Good job.
Already on SpongeBob references.
Please, no.
Oh, brother.
This guy stinks. I was just editing one of the episodes where you guys start going, I almost eat this without my diet, Dr. K. And I was dying for like 10 minutes straight.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't start something you can't finish.
It was so hilarious.
All right. Last time, our adventurers, our ascenders, were in the midst of the first portion of the Vengeance Trials in the Terrace of Zorn, where the ascenders were tasked with simply surviving the tasks that were to follow, beginning with a huge pile of all of their belongings and basically a bloodbath to try to get their items as quickly as possible. Surprisingly, only one of your one of the champions died in the skirmish. One being yanked away at the last second, straight out of Siegfried's hands.
Oof.
And so, with many of their identities a mystery and a whole other adventure before you, the sounds of battle fade, and you have a brief moment of respite. The arena, you can see and hear people cheering and jeering and overall just losing their shit.
Are you not entertained?
There it is.
Sorry. I had to.
Yeah. hold on.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, they freak the fuck out.
Small kobold?
Yeah.
Are you not entertained?
And, yeah, people are just screaming. You see, like, a young tiefling, like, woman just go, oh.
Gives her the finger guns.
And her friend next to her just goes, oh, right next to her. It's crazy.
You have given Kraft some newfound power he never knew yet.
He's like, are these things working?
Do my fingers kill women?
That's not good. All the other champions fell back into the forest, which does give you an opportunity to look through the remaining pile of weapons and other items, you choose.
Isn't the dwarf our forced friend right now?
We adopted somebody.
You did.
Isn't the pile on fire?
It is, so if you would like, to go through it.
I could do something.
Siegfried is
going
to go and... Oh.
I could probably put it out. I think I have a spell for that.
I cast blow.
It's basically that, but just bigger.
That just makes me think it's like playing cocaine.
Suddenly their eyes get big.
It's similar to stab Siegfried with a needle.
Yeah, right. Siegfried cast snort.
Does wind wall get rid of fire?
Oh, does it?
Strong wind keeps smoke, fog, and gases. Doesn't say anything specific.
Okay,
about
it doesn't
fire.
Sound like anything. I believe Zaris has created Destroy Water. So let's just say our druid gal just like quick flick of the wrist and the water is put out. It's still kind of smoldering, so there's a chance of it reigniting, but if you guys would like to take a moment to go through the items, you are more than welcome to.
Sure. Yeah, so if we can do that.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Is there anything in particular you are looking for?
I guess roll perception to see?
Sure.
I don't know.
Or investigation, probably.
Investigation? Okay. I don't...
If someone else would like to roll investigation.
I'm gonna roll it. Because
I could do that.
Just as a friendly reminder, Kraft, you are missing quite a few items.
Yeah, the only thing I care about is I have my multi-tool. That's all I really need to do anything.
You only have one all-purpose tool.
That's all I need.
I rolled a 13.
You find Amon's mode of possibility, which he did not grab. That's there. And you also find a medallion of command.
Okay.
Add this stuff?
You can if you want to, but it assists with... roll me just a straight intelligence check. Okay, listen, you found it.
Just your boy can cast identify as a ritual if you need it.
15. That's not bad.
Awesome. You get the impression that this medallion was definitely used for charisma-based roles. Very likely something a bard would use, like a war bard.
Why are you not popping up?
It's not something that's in D&D Beyond.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry. If you take it and you decide you want to use it, I can give you the stat for it. But
medallion of what now?
Command.
Well, I picked it up. And then what else did I grab?
You have got an extra mode of possibility. It's a Mons. You can return it to him if you want.
Do I?
Honestly, do you tell him that you find it?
I rolled a 15 on my investigation.
Are you looking for anything?
I'm just gonna look. Is it small? What size is it?
It's a little vial.
Yeah.
I'm just going to flick at him.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Cool. How much of my shit is left?
Throw it at him.
Your items... I think you've got most of your stuff. There was your mode of possibility, your short bow, and your daggers that were not picked up.
Cool. Could I find either one of those two weapons?
Yeah, you can find both if you want.
Cool.
Take a minute.
I got them both. I got all my shit back.
You had picked up the short sword that I had. So add that to your inventory if you care to have it.
If you even care.
I mean, it's a short sword. Which is a basic-ass short sword. I don't know what you want with it.
Are you looking for anything?
Yes. I'm just looking amongst...
I just chucked it at the last time.
The magical items for anything that looks very...
I will take it with pride.
What's the word? Utilitary. Like, I can use it in a... I'm not looking for weapons, and you're looking for tools.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I had got a 19 on that roll.
Beautiful. You don't really... You find your wood carver's tools.
Nice.
Which are yours. And your other all purpose tool. So you have all your items back.
What is the?
Actually, you're missing two weapons, but I don't know if you really care about that.
Okay, I don't.
Okay.
What is the medallion?
Let me pull up that stat block. So sorry. It is a medallion that enhances leadership, charisma abilities, and grants advantage on persuasion checks related to war. So let's say for the sake of argument, it's a plus one charisma item, and it grants you advantage on war
related to war.
It has to be related to war.
Persuasion of war.
War.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a war?
Fight that man!
Pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly it. Where it's like, you know, if you're trying, I think it would be used well in a, maybe an inspiring speech, perhaps.
You all suck. I will do everything from now on.
Full Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
You're all terrible.
You're all terrible.
We've moved from SpongeBob to Bob's
Burgers.
We have
evolved.
Can I roll again to see if there's any sort of armor that would benefit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I rolled a 9 first.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I rolled a 9.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Are you looking for anything specific?
No, I think I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I am just looting. Yeah, I'm looting right now.
You're looting. You notice that people are starting to get a little like antsy. Like they're just like, what are these guys doing? And so the crowd might be losing a bit of their excitement for you. Also, as a reminder, you also picked up a set of keys.
I did.
Yeah, so don't forget you have
interlocked
those.
Keys.
Your interlocked keys. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Got the keys, bro. Keys to success.
I'm going to roll one more time to see if there's any armor.
Okay, absolutely.
That would be better for
us. I got one more after that. Go ahead.
Us or anybody. That is a 6.
No, unfortunately.
Darn.
Can I... Actually, not. I'm looking for something magical.
You're also missing 2 things, Elias. You're missing your mushrooms and a scroll from Willy.
Fuck Willy.
Word.
I don't need no mushrooms.
All right.
I'm high on life.
Oh, I'm just keeping letting you know.
Appreciate you.
There you go.
I can't do it. I'll just do a life on high.
You find a potion of invisibility.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's just one, but you find a single potion of invisibility.
Okay. Damn.
All right. Well, what's the cool. potion name again?
I'm sorry?
The dwarf?
Our dwarf friend?
Your dwarven friend is named...
Is it Grondar?
Grondar.
Grondar.
Is he by us still? Or did he go off into the forest? Because I know he was trying to separate.
He's kind of like watching you guys with his arms crossed, and he's just kind of like taking the situation in, wasn't sure whether he should run or not.
Siegfried's just going to walk up to him at this point because he's a little disinterested with the pile because he's got pretty much everything he needs.
Sure.
What does this next part of the trials consist of?
Well, from what I've seen, we're gonna... he looks bored at this point. Like, now that the fighting's over, he's just like, whatever. Every year's different. I suspect they want us to head into that forest.
It seems your compatriots disappeared into that forest rather quickly. Are they setting up some sort of ambush?
I wouldn't put it past them, but more than likely, they're just trying to get out of here as quickly as possible.
And why are you not aligned with them?
I don't like their attitudes.
That's fair. Well, if you have any tips for us, I feel like we should head into the forest now.
That would be wise. I've only ever watched these as a spectator. I've never competed in them myself, but... Your best bet, keep your wits about you, and don't trust a single fucking thing you see in that forest.
Fantastic. Kraft's gonna walk over to his turret and tap it on the very top, and it's gonna fold back into itself. And he's gonna slap it on his back. So now he has the tree trunk that's almost as big as him on his back.
That is a newfangled toy you got there.
It's pretty nice, created by my own hand.
Well, if everybody's done with the pile, I feel we should probably head into the forest, because that's where everybody else did.
Light it back on fire.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to do. As we were walking back, I'm going to hit it with the firebolt
and
light it up.
Okay.
So, I don't know what anybody else is up to. Fuck them.
And the crowd goes fucking nuts. As you guys approach the forest, it's like almost like magically you hear the sounds of the crowd fade out. Do you guys step into the tree line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Once you step into the tree line, mm-hmm. if you look behind you, you just see forest.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How's the light in here? Is it pretty dark?
It's dim.
Dim?
Yeah.
Kraft, for the first time, is going to take his glasses off, and you see his yellow eyes for the first time.
Oh, has he been wearing sunglasses this whole time?
Yeah, kind of like goggles.
That's pretty dope.
Siegfried is confused. He's going to try to jump back into the other area.
Okay, roll me a... what would be a good roll for this? Roll me a charisma saving throw.
Wow, I was expecting a one hop now, y'all.
That's really
Oh, that sucks. It is a dirty one.
A dirty one?
Yeah.
Plus 3.
So 4. It was an 18 and it rolled out.
It wasn't a dirty one, though.
It was a dirty one.
You don't know how, but you straight up got pulled into a forest. You're just in a forest now.
Gotcha.
By himself.
No. Oh. You guys
help!
No, you guys are all together, but like you try to step back and you just step back into more forest. Like you don't return to whence you came.
Is anybody concerned that there's this giant forest around us now?
I'm gonna roll an arcana check to see if I can figure out what just happened.
Sure.
It's a 12.
Definitely something illusory. Nothing you would all would ever have any connection to or know anything about.
Yeah. Again, for some reason, because he's just not getting it or whatever, he's just going to throw a punch.
Into the wall?
Into the nothing? Into the nothing. Just...
You start moshing?
Yeah.
You start windmilling?
Yeah.
Crap moves out of the way.
You just throwing punches and kicks. He's just trying to figure out if, like...
What the hell is wrong with your friend?
There's no karate in the pit.
Siegfried's starting to freak out a little bit.
Sure.
We're in a forest. We were just not in here. Why is nobody bothered by this?
It's magic. Zara speaks up at this point. She's just like, it's magic. All we can do at a time like this is just keep moving forward, and hopefully we'll get out of this shit show as quickly as possible.
Last time there was magic, there was invisible things, and he's just going to keep punching.
Are we trying to get to the center of this forest?
You have no...
No, I'm asking the group.
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
After his punching flurry, realizing that he's not punching anything.
Sure.
Can I roll perception to see if there's anything, like, structure or something?
Sure. Do it.
That's better. That's an 18.
Yeah. You see, like, lush forests surrounding you. Very similar to the forest that you saw on your travels to Zorn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where, like, canopies overhead kind of, like, take out any light, so it does feel very, like, dim and a little oppressive. But, yeah, there's nothing really that you can see that's close by.
Brandar, do you know, is there any sort of direction we should be taking?
Son, what part of this is my first time here, too? Did you not comprehend?
I thought you were a champion.
I am a champion.
Champion of not being yet?
Well, that's enough of that. And he walks off into the forest.
So I take it this is his first rodeo.
Don't get yourselves killed. I'd rather see one of you idiots win than any of the other champions.
Okay, bye.
And he walks off into the forest. You have offended... Grandar did not like that.
Grandar will remember this.
Grandar will remember this.
Grandar can fuck himself because he has conflicting stories, okay? Siegfried ain't about that.
Listen, the man had a crazy-ass warhammer.
Yeah, god damn it. I wanted to rob him and we were done with this.
No, wow.
I'm stealing the warhammer at some point. If we see him again, it's mine.
Siegfried's like, current left. He's not worthy.
Roll for Thor lore.
Yeah. Roll for worthy.
Dwarves, they are as proud as they are short. Good riddance.
Zarius just kind of puts her hands up, like she's like, "I'm not stepping into that."
3 foot kobold. All right,
but you're all right.
tapping in his head.
Yeah, let's fucking pick a direction and go.
Zarius actually walks over to one of the trees, and for the first time ever, it's very perplexing. You saw her talk to horses earlier in
on the way to Deepstall.
It was in Deepstall. You saw Zarius communicate with animals in Deepstall, but this time she puts her hands on the tree and casts communicate with plants or speak with plants on it. And like she like whispers back and forth, just like, and after a moment she just like takes a step back and just says, "Thank you." If we keep down the path, there's a holy there's some kind of holy respite, a mausoleum of sorts that we would be able to rest in without worry.
And
a tree told her that.
Trees talk.
You can trust a tree that doesn't move.
Can you not trust a tree?
onward.
To the mausoleum.
As we start walking, I'm like, do trees gossip?
Zaris from the front, she's just like, yes, they do. Oh. They are shit talkers. They have a lot of opinions. All right, so you guys continue forward?
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
I'm gonna hit a divine sense really quickly.
Sure. Absolutely.
Divine follow sniff. My nose, yeah. Yep. Divine sniff.
There in this moment there is nothing. What is it? Fae fiend undead.
Fae celestial, I think. Celestial fiend or undead.
Mm-hmm. Celestial fiend or undead. Okay. Yeah. You don't smell anything like that nearby.
Mm.
Okay.
So.
Not even the trees.
Not even the trees.
No fae trees.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys step cautiously into the unknown. The forest is a labyrinth of ancient trees, and it, like I said it previously, like a really dense canopy, so it's kind of like this perpetual twilight. You smell moss, and just basically, it just feels damp. Like, you're just, like, you're very much in a forest. The uneven ground beneath your feet is soft with a carpet of fallen leaves. Can I get a marching order for everyone real quick?
I'd like to be in the middle.
I mean, Siegfried's probably at the front or near the front if somebody else is...
Yeah, I'll take up the rear.
Okay.
I'll be in the back with Elias.
And then Zaris will be in the front with Siegfried. Cool. Beautiful. So as you guys... Is there anything you guys want to talk about? Kind of game plan, strategize a little bit on your way?
So, big and beefy, magic lady, stab them real hard.
Yup.
That's pretty much the premise here.
That sounds about right.
All right, just trying to make sure we got ducks in a row.
What do you do?
Shooter.
Pulls out the. I've got a gun.
So, okay, Zarius, as we're all walking, turns to Kraft and asks, So you've been here for a while, right?
Yeah.
What do you know of the forest? This, she's gonna roll in her kind of jerky box. Yeah. These dice are fucking crazy.
Are they
fired? They're fucking
oh
fired.
Oh my god.
Dude.
They're sizzling.
She's gonna say, this is illusory magic, but it's very real where we are. What creatures inhabit this wood?
I only know of two creatures, more or less, if you want to call them that. You've already met Mason, I presume. he does have his little friend. His name's Chester. I've only heard about him. I've never seen him. But apparently, from time to time, I don't know if this is the time, he takes part in these vengeance trials. He's a creature of unheard strength, and I believe he goes by Wendigo. I don't know what that is, but it's real scary-like.
Oh.
Can I roll history on that?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to roll history on that as well.
It's a 12.
Might as well.
7.
Ooh. What's this story? Oh, wow, I have a bonfire on that. Natural 20, or, sorry, dirty 20.
Dirty 20?
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Hell yeah. And what did you roll, Siegfried?
7.
Okay. So, both Amon and Siegfried, like, are vaguely, like, it doesn't sound good.
We're like,
mm-hmm. It what? But you, Elias, you hear the word Wendigo, and it takes you back to like a moment where you and your compatriots in life were sitting around a campfire telling stories, and one of your superiors, you weren't sure really if it was a way to get under all of the new recruit's skin or just as a way to maybe warn them, but he tells the story of a creature that is so grotesque and nefarious that it can cause damage from far distances and just overall embodies death in the most nefarious, arcane ways. Has somewhere between living and death, this creature is designed to inflict pain and fear wherever it goes. So you know what that this is, that what a Wendigoon. He's a YouTuber, which is why it just slips off the tongue. A Wendigo. So you're familiar with what this creature is, and you know that they're very difficult to kill, and they're very dangerous from varying distances.
I've heard of these things in legend. They are spawns of Satan himself. A dark friend incarnate.
Dark friend. I wouldn't want to be friends with him for what I heard. But he might be the least of our worries. There's also, again, never seen it. Just heard tell stories of a creature also known as Extus the Hungry.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Who the what?
Extus the Hungry. And never been seen, or at least anyone who's seen it doesn't live to tell the tale. But
is Extus gonna give it to you?
Exodus.
Oh. I think Extus is gonna give it to you.
I'm sorry, it's okay.
He buy it. Don't wait for you to get it on your own. Exodus is gonna give it to you.
X gonna give it to you.
No, but
for your notes, it's E X I T U S.
Exodus, yeah.
Exodus.
Okay.
Exodus, yeah.
Exodus.
It sounds like Exodus, but it's
Exodus.
The Hungry.
The Hungry.
All I know.
No, it's Exodus the with several E's after.
Hungry. All I know of the creature is that if you feel its presence, which it has a very large presence, you might already be dead.
These creatures reside in this forest.
Indeed.
Huh. Would they be hunting the other champions?
If they're in the Exodus is always in the game. He's always in the forest. Chester, whether or not he's in the game, I don't know. But if he is, every second in the forest is dangerous.
How do you know of these creatures?
I've been around a while.
Said he's locked up for like 15 years.
A long time.
Or something.
You hear the guards talk. They drink. They fib a lib a little bit.
Hey, Groft.
Sir?
I have an idea.
Okay.
Have you ever been thrown before?
Divine throne.
See that tall branch?
Sure.
What if I throw you up there and you can get a better look? I've done this move with him. It's worked out really well. Could aid us in battle. I assure you I'm not aiming to hurt you.
I don't know if you saw my little escapade earlier, but I could just fly up to that branch.
This is true. But in case your device is broken, what then?
I'm gonna look over to Amon. How's his aim?
It's not bad. I didn't get hurt. But I also have a way down that helps me not get hurt.
I mean, worst case scenario, I'll just fly down.
Yeah.
In life, this man was the greatest kicker known to man.
Kicker?
They called me the mule.
Roll their football?
Roll for NFL?
17.
I was joking. I was joking. Hold on.
11.
You're vaguely familiar of a game far across lands where something referred to the pig skin gets thrown around and fully grown men tackle each other and give each other traumatic brain injuries.
And they're here to tell of a day when the team known as the Raiders defeated a team known as Kansas City on Christmas.
It was a great Christmas.
It was a great Christmas. Sorry, I had to throw it out there.
Anyway, Sabre's just gonna grab him.
Oh, to make a grapple check.
I kind of just let him.
Do you let him? Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
I'm not scared of falling, but... Okay. All right. I wish I had the 17 for this throw I'm going to have to do right now. Yeah. All right. I'll give it a shot.
Strength check, acrobatics check. Strength check for Siegfried, acrobatics check for...
Help action?
Sure.
Sweet. Use the new dice too. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's gotta be in the trick.
Oh god, those were both bad.
Oh man.
I also rolled kind of bad.
7?
That's 8.
Wait. Oh my god.
Right into the tree.
Okay. So,
so he does kick him.
It's not a catastrophic failure.
That was so bad.
But it's not good.
Yeah, that's
so. So let me paint a word picture here. So Siegfried, you pick up Kraft, but because of the trunk that is like exactly his size, like you're not really sure, you don't get like a good enough like grip on him to like toss him. So you almost trying to
frisbee him?
No, I was gonna say more like dwarf toss him.
Oh, like
you
actually,
try, like you just try to just
chuck.
Yeah, chuck him. And so you get some air, the craft. You get some air. It's very much a lookout for that tree type scenario. And your head just goes kaput against a large branch that you did not see, because also you didn't have time to prepare for this because he just picked you up and tossed you like a rag doll.
Elias holds up a number 3.
So you take 2 points of bludgeoning damage from hitting the top of the tree, and you now are falling 4 feet. So that's nothing happens there, but you don't go up very far.
As I land on my butt.
How tall is the tree?
It doesn't matter. I didn't make it up there. No, I'm not being thrown again.
Oh, man, let me try.
So I got him.
60 feet in the air.
Sorry. Usually I'm better at this.
And Kraft, without like turning to you yet, is like still facing the tree, dazed, and like with everyone, his back towards everyone still. You hear like a different voice come from Kraft.
What?
Yeah. Poor, poor Kraft. Still playing these little games. Get out of here. I don't need you. You can leave. That's what they all say, Kraft. And he like shakes his head off and he gets up. It wasn't your best throw, bud.
Can I roll history on that voice?
Sure.
Did he recite that himself?
Did you recite? Did it? Was
we
it someone else's
like,
voice?
We
was like, well, actually, we couldn't see.
We couldn't see. Yeah, he was facing out.
My face was facing away, but you just heard two voices.
What'd you get?
No, I haven't rolled anything higher than a 7, and I've rolled all 5 d20s. but this is a total history. It's a 10.
You don't know the voice.
Cool.
You don't know. You know nothing about Kraft. How would you know?
I don't know, man. It creepy like sounding voices. Maybe I think I know something.
Sure. No, totally. I understand the impulse, but
I'm from a haunted land. You don't know.
I'm so sorry, but what the hell was that?
What was what?
You were talking to yourself.
Another voice.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All I remember is getting hit in the head with a tree. And then landed and turning around.
Okay, Zaris just rolled insight.
Mm-hmm.
You can roll a deception or a persuasion check. You don't have to tell me what you're roll, which one. Mm-hmm. But she rolled a 7 or an 18, so that's the number to beat.
Which one is better? You said persuasion
whichever, like, if you're deception, if you don't actually know, mm-hmm. or if you do know and you're lying, or persuasion if you're telling the truth. You don't have to tell us which one.
I literally rolled a 17 on the die. The thing I have is +1, so 18.
Okay. So you, like, Zaris is just like, I think he's telling the truth.
I thought
what the voice sound one. Like? You said you heard another voice?
Sounded raspy and creepy.
Can I roll for Gollum?
No.
Can I roll for Gollum?
Can I roll for Precious? Yes. Can I roll for Precious?
Can I roll for...
You can roll to try to recreate the voice that you heard.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Make a...
it's gotta be performance.
Your performance check, yeah.
Hell yeah, you know what I got to that? It's a fat zero. It's the fourth five I've rolled today.
Jeez. We fire your dice.
Okay. You do actually try to recreate it, and it does sound like Gollum.
Cool. It sounds like actual Gollum.
Actual Gollum.
I'm gonna
Goldcraft.
It sounds like that.
I'm gonna follow.
That's what it sounded like.
I'm gonna follow his lead and try to recreate.
Okay.
Fucking around in the forest. I just said there's two deadly creatures in the forest.
I got an eight.
You sound slightly less Gollum-y, but definitely still Gollum-esque.
Like Smeagol before you turn.
It's more Smeagol, yeah.
But I don't know.
It was something
I would say...
like that.
I can't even.
Okay, so after hearing the description of Exodus the Hungry, I need everyone to roll a...
Let's try a different guy.
Let's see.
Read my mind, Ruben.
Yeah, I can't trust her, they got low number already.
Alright, Reds. We got to our first, you know, like my last level. I liked making you guys roll things from time to time just for funsies. I need everyone to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Please. Wisdom save?
Yes, sir.
At 3 to 1.
Oh, let's go, baby!
Oh, good God, come on!
Finally, something over 10.
I was going to say, this is not a high roll because you are not, at this moment, near the center of the forest where you know Exodus the Hungry resides.
That's a 10.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
Got a 4.
Okay.
21.
You know, with a 3?
Yes.
Roll a D100 for me, please. Siegfried.
The look on your face when I was like, what?
Did you have 3 to that?
What?
You had 3 to that? That roll?
I did, yeah. It was a 2. It was horrible. Shit. Dude, I'm rolling so... You cursed me. You kept bringing up your 5.
That's a 40?
A 40?
Yeah.
That's how many ounces are in his cup, y'all.
I'm leaving.
Bodie's a 9.
How many wenches are waiting for him back in town, y'all?
Okay, you are now frightened. And you must use your action and movement to flee from the center of the forest. So you start heading in the opposite direction you guys are currently walking.
The fuck?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you have an immunity to fear.
I do.
When you're raging,
when I'm
right?
raging, so okay. I was going to ask, can I just rage and stop it?
I roll me and... Let's see. I want to be fair here, because I want to say Arcana to see if you can acknowledge what is happening to you as a magical effect.
Okay.
So, I know it's not your strong suit, but I'm going to say roll me an Arcana check, please.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
No way.
Oh. It's a nat one.
Oh.
What the F?
You're fucking terrified. Oh. You bolt the direction that you guys came for 4 minutes.
Nice.
So you guys lost, you know, like around 8 minutes, give or take, of walking back. And
question.
So what do you... message.
I got a Scooby-Doo type question here.
Okay.
You said it's a forest, and it's a magical forest. So am I running... that way, but then I pass them again and I keep running.
That's
Scooby-Doo.
Yes!
That is Scooby-Doo.
Pac-Man.
As shit. Unfortunately, the forest... does that happen? Maybe, but you'd have to go through the entire forest to find... yeah.
What's he doing?
I was going to say, if he's running, and I don't think he's doing this as a sneaky boy, could I try to like tackle him and keep him close to us?
Sure.
Cool.
Make contested, so grapple would be
strength, right?
Athletics, and then you would make acrobatics to try to get to break the grapple.
Oh, I'm trying to break it. Fuck.
I mean, you're trying to get as far away from
okay,
the
yeah,
center of the forest as possible.
Yeah.
All
right,
you're
can
scared.
I roll? Good, please.
I need you to roll, Dad.
I rolled good. 16.
Fuck. It's a 9.
Yeah. He's a slippery fucker when he's scared.
Get off me!
Can I?
That's not your first.
I'm not you!
Damn it.
You hit him with pocket sand. It's a weapon.
Can I cast a level 1 command?
Sure. I mean, you guys are wasting a lot of resources someone who's just running for 4 minutes.
I was just trying to tackle him.
Okay.
Retcon. I'm not commanding.
Okay.
Fine.
I shouldn't have said that, but it's fine.
Fine.
Okay.
I just didn't want to lose the 4 minutes.
You lose 4 minutes and four, or technically 8 minutes, because you have to backtrack, and it's the whole thing.
So do we just wait for Amon to pull Siegfried back?
Well, to be fair, you don't know how long it lasts. So I'm assuming the party would pursue him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm going to roll command. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Elias
does. I don't know, because they left behind and dry before. I'm just like, there he goes.
We were all going to the same place last time. There was only one way.
Well.
So you must save on a wisdom saving throw.
Or which follow famously he does. The command. Watch him roll great on this.
Watch him get the crit, yeah.
Yeah.
I,
a wisdom saving throw. Which you technically, he is still an ally, so he does get +3.
But he's not within
10 feet? I mean, it depends on how close you get. Are you keeping your distance to cast it so he doesn't get the +3?
Well, he ran, so he was away.
Okay. Listen, you're a fast fella. I don't know if he tried to catch up on...
Fast feller, no. He's got to be...
It's a light jog.
I don't really roll for anything. He just needs to be 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be a...
You would think.
Low.
Low.
Yeah.
Good.
You wanted low. Oh, I wanted low. Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe you didn't.
I don't know.
I think Siegfried did.
Do you
want to
keep running?
Oh, no, it's a 7.
Okay. So, I'm going to command. So, RP, I'm saying, Siegfried, come to your senses. You are a noble warrior. You are afraid of nothing. And it's going to be a halt action. So, you...
Stop and attacks.
Yeah.
How long does that last?
Next turn.
So 6 seconds.
6 seconds.
So,
can I roll to see if this was happening
one
to
round.
Him as a magical effect?
So 6 seconds. Yeah. What?
Can I roll to see if what's happening to him is a magical effect?
Absolutely.
Was that Arcana?
Yeah.
19.
This is a temporary madness effect.
Okay, so dispel magic wouldn't work on him.
I don't think so.
Okay. I know what just happened.
No.
Okay.
I would just say.
I would
six
say
seconds.
Roll me a history check, craft, please.
Your boy knows some history.
How far away am I from them? At this
you're
point?
Still booking it.
So 25. Sorry.
Hell fucking yeah.
Your boy is a smart guy.
So you get the impression that this is temporary madness imposed by the effects of Exodus the Hungry. Something. Okay. So since you're the one who pretty much is the lore keeper of Exodus in this moment, you're familiar with what you just witnessed.
Okay. So as soon as I get the idea, I'm going to just tell Elias, hold him down. It's going to wear off. You just got to keep him from running away a little bit.
So he's
stuck. Hold him down.
Yeah, he's halt, but you need to jump on him within 6 seconds or else he's going to start running again.
We'll do it.
Anyone who wants to roll me an Arcana check right now absolutely can.
Do it again.
Ooh.
Nice.
16.
Nice.
Okay. 19.
Nice.
Wonderful. I could do math.
Is it high?
No, I rolled low, but I have a big modifier. 14.
I have a big modifier.
I do. I'm a smart boy.
I have a huge modifier.
I am
packing
it's
that.
Like larger than average modifier.
Okay, all of you get the idea. It's easy enough. You're all familiar with the concept of madness anyway, outside of the fact that it is an effect from Exodus the Hungry.
Oh, in the game, yeah.
A calm emotions spell can suppress the effects of madness. You would know this by being a paladin. You would know that a lesser restoration, Elias, would rid a character of either short-term or long-term madness.
It's too bad. Because I don't got
Zaris have it.
Yeah.
Does Zaris have...
Did she equip it for the day?
I don't think she did. I'm looking at her spells right now.
I know she has it. I don't know if
she for sure has it. But she's just like, I can just tend wounds right now.
Well, see, I think I can actually try to cast a spell that I don't know through my multi-purpose tool.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Skeet, skeet.
I'll smite.
It's
smite,
a cantrip you don't know.
That's a cantrip. You're right.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right.
Elias tackles Siegfried.
Okay. Fuck yeah. Go for it. Again, same thing. Contested. So you're going to make a...
I'm going to give him guidance as he runs by.
Okay, so you're going to D4 to this. An athletics check.
Good sportsmanship. Smack him in the ass.
Athletics check for Elias.
Which is like head
Siegfried,
height for me.
You're going to make me an acrobatics check, sir. Okay.
Here we go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's
a six.
That's an 18. Huh? That's an 18.
Yeah, I got a six.
Okay, you are effectively grappled for the next 6 seconds, and then you can make another. Okay, roll for football.
Roll for NFL.
So now let's say for the sake of brevity that I'm going to roll it again. 3 minutes of your 4 minutes of madness has passed, so you have one opportunity to break from this and continue running. So go ahead and roll me another acrobatics check, please. And, before you do that, roll me a, athletics check.
I'm gonna give him another guidance.
So, out of
you. I'll rub his shoulders. You got it, bud. Mm-hmm. Keep holding on.
Woo! That was close.
That's cocked.
Come here, you. These D4s are kind of hard. Okay, 2. Okay, so 16.
And then I have a +9 to athletics, so
25.
Is there any way you could beat a 25 in acrobatics?
Yeah,
then
you
rolling
can.
Look at that.
Sure, you can.
Nope.
Okay. So you remain grappled for the duration rest of your temporary madness effect. All of a sudden, as Elias you're trying to get away from him, and you're just terrified. After a moment, you're like, "Why am I trying to get away? What scared me so much?"
So I was aware that happened, or I don't remember it.
You're aware that you were frightened. You're not sure what you were frightened of.
And okay, so I break out of it. He's grappled.
Yes. So you pretty much come to. You're not scared anymore, and you're being held.
You're not tense anymore. You're just in his arms.
You just have
cool. I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said.
Exodus
done. I've been meaning to. It's for a while.
You're cuddling him.
I like you. Away.
But get off of me.
Do you promise not to run?
I want to run far away from you at this moment, but whatever happened.
Good, you're back. Smack him on the back.
And then do the same, but push him down. He's like, yeah, please.
As long as he's not running anymore. Take
beautiful.
It.
Yeah, so you guys continue on your merry way.
Wait.
What?
Just gotta figure out what happened.
Hold on.
What the hell just happened?
It was the influence of Exodus.
That creature you talked about is bias?
No, but his influence can reach far. And it's gonna get... What you just suffered might get more intense the closer we get to him.
Uh-huh. Is there any way to combat this?
Not to my knowledge. Huh. I've
Unless
not dealt
you're
with
Unless you're immune
one.
To... Well, here... Okay.
Unless here's, you're immune to fear.
Well, no.
And
here's
stuff.
The deal. For those... Well, also, well. For... I mean, just... above board to the players.
Wow.
Madness could have any number... anywhere from 1 to 10 different effects. It just depends on how you roll for a madness effect. So it could be... It could be fear. It could be you're incapable of speech, so you can't communicate or cast spells. It could be you're paralyzed, you can't, you're just, it just depends. I will say the more you take short-term madness effects, you run the risk of accruing a long-term madness effect. So the information that I gave you guys earlier about curing madness, the calm emotion spell, a lesser restoration, those kinds of spells would be beneficial to keep on deck in a situation such
hint,
as this.
Hint.
That's your free DM advice of the day.
But
Do-do-do.
So madness is a type of charm, though, right?
It's an effect.
Mm-hmm. It's its own thing.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Not a charm, unfortunately.
I can't get either of those spells.
So it doesn't even fall into the category of being frightened either. That's just one of the effects of it.
If you happen to become frightened while you are raging, it would cancel it out. So if you were raging when that madness roll happened, it wouldn't, nothing would have happened.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like we played out earlier, you can roll to see if you can realize what's going on.
Gotcha.
And go into a rage to break out of it.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. Okay, we all good on the
yes.
The terms of madness?
Indeed.com.
Beautiful. Do you guys continue down? Continue making your way?
Yes. Downtown, yes, we do.
Hell yeah.
All up in this forest guts.
Yeah, what? All up in the forest guts.
Forest guts?
Mm-hmm.
All up in. With wood. Around.
Redwood.
Erect.
Erect. Oh my God. Trees everywhere.
Yeah, welcome and back this, to Cock Talk.
And this lush forest.
This lush, bushy 45 forest. 45
minutes in.
So much foliage.
And look at this.
Cock Talk.
Can we talk about this bush?
Turning tail.
Let's talk about the bush on this forest.
The burning bush. Show your bush.
And this very wet, babbling brook.
What right? A damp grove. It's real moist here.
It's real wet.
It's real wet. It's real bushy. There's red trees everywhere.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Now you guys are worried about the big shadow.
The holy temple. Sudden, right? The holy temple. We must go to the holy temple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The holiest of holies.
Elias is like, la 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 la, get to the holy temple.
The holy temple.
I just want to say, I feel like all of that was in character.
Sure.
It yeah. was.
That was
Elias is just horribly uncomfortable.
Like, oh. And Zarius in particular is just like bush, which you know she doesn't laugh often, but apparently child.
She's
immature.
Yeah.
Here's my problem: kobolds don't grow hair, so I don't have this. Never mind. Leave it alone.
Oh. You know, it's nothing to be embarrassed of.
I mean, I can't laugh about it like y'all can.
You done scorched the earth.
And right. Scales.
All right, bring it back in. Bring it back in, gang. So, in this moment, as you guys are you know, getting, you're laughing off the madness effect, you're just kind of pointing things out, taking in your surroundings. I'm assuming you're in your previous marching order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. As you get deeper into the forest, everyone, like, almost starts hearing this faint whispering up ahead, and each of you hear something a little different. Elias, you just hear just like a "you failed," like just like something like talking about failure. You're not sure. Siegfried, you hear just of like just again same deal, just like faint whisperings of "you should have trusted, you shouldn't have trusted him, you should have," like something like stuff like that.
just acts out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all of you just hear a variety of whispers.
Can I hit a divine sense after hearing that?
Absolutely.
Let me smack that divine sense.
Smack that?
Why does your friend keep sniffing the air like that?
Yeah, every once in a while he gets something.
Following my nose.
What is it, Fido? What is it?
Anything?
Trouble? Knows, wherever he goes.
Anything within 60 feet in front of me?
60 feet in front of you?
Yeah, that is undead, celestial, or fiend.
Did he find some Fruit Loops?
yes. Yes.
Roll for cereal.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
Okay.
I need someone to roll a d6 for me.
I'll do it.
He's got it.
3.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
I don't know.
It can mean anything.
It's straight down the middle of the road.
Can I roll perception to determine where this whisper might be coming from?
Absolutely.
It's an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
It's somewhere in the forest.
Great.
It's out there in those streets.
Yes.
God.
You need your dice cleansed.
I know. What the hell, man? It's your fault. You and your damn fives, they infected me.
Hey, man, I'm living good right now.
No, you're not.
So I know the location of this thing.
Yeah.
Where is it?
60 feet in front of you.
Nice.
Directly in front of us?
Directly in front of us?
No.
Where is it?
I'm 60 feet in front of you.
I'm tasking you.
No, there are...
Where's this written?
Wait. Read me the exact... Do you learn their numbers?
Whoa.
Ooh.
I think you learn how many they are, but not what they are. Like, if it's a Strahd, you don't know it's Strahd.
I will read words as written. The presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor. The good, the powerful good rings like heavenly music in your ears. As an action, you can open your awareness to detect such forces. Until the end of your next turn, you know the location of any celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet in front of you.
that is not behind total cover.
Okay.
You know the you know the type of any being, but not its identity.
Okay.
And then within the same radius, you can also detect the presence of any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated.
Okay. Beautiful. Based on that description, you cannot see them, but you do feel the presence on either side of the path, about 60 feet in front of you, something. Specifically, you get an undead presence.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to alert the group.
Okay. And so, but you're also in the back.
Okay.
So, I don't know. So, do with that what you will.
I'm going to move up. I'm going to move up because of that.
Okay.
Move up to the front next to Siegfried, and I'm gonna kind of, you know, elbow him.
Say, on your guard. There's zombies.
if Siegfried's pulling his axe, I'm pulling my rapier.
The dead or present.
Yeah, I'm staying ready.
I'm just, I'm getting the multi-tool ready, sliding it into the pistol grip.
Do you know where they are?
And then I'm gonna kind of like, with my head, not really saying anything, just kind of like motion.
You start over communicating there and there. Just like
hand signals. Yes.
Where's Zaris?
Zaris is actually right behind Siegfried.
You're gonna pull up
the signal. The walkie talkies.
Oh my god!
Be careful.
Zaris just like rolls her eyes, but also looks around and is just like. Gotcha.
He's right there.
Keep it together.
It happens every time. Just let it happen. They don't use them when they're separated. They use them when they're close by.
Few things bring me joy right now.
It confuses the enemy.
Exactly.
Okay, beautiful. You guys keep on walking, and so that would put Kraft or Amon in the back.
Ooh. I'm in the back.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, I'm staying in the
middle.
Okay. You guys continue walking forward. On your guard.
But armed and ready.
Armed and ready.
Okay. As you continue walking down the path.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Amon does a... does a 20...
Fuck, yes.
Don't finish that second
part. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Great. Beautiful. You only because of your cunning rogue background are you able to catch this right as it happens. Also because you're on your guard, so it's technically not a surprise. but you see a ghastly cloaked figure in all black that is almost not entirely corporeal. Reach out and make a swipe melee attack against you. Uh-huh. And you take... Hold on. Sunny Nads.
Can I smack him with Sentinel?
No, you're in the front. He's in the back.
Yeah, we're in the back.
Damn. You left
me, the bus.
You left me unprotected.
Yeah, dude. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. These are D8s.
Yeah, I know they are. I looked over and I was like, what is she grabbing?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, hold on, sorry.
Sounded heavy like a D8.
19 points of necrotic damage.
Uh-huh.
And make Jeez. Me a con save.
I love that for me. Fuck me, guys. 14.
Okay, you just save. But basically, you get this feeling, this like necrotic energy pours into you. And you get the impression that bad things would have happened if you had failed that con save.
Ghost!
And after that, the creature moves back into the woods almost instantly. You see him. In this moment, I would like everyone to roll initiative.
Fantastic.
Please.
Oh, fuck.
All right, come on, roll those dice. That 20!
Fuck. Oh,
boy.
Elias rolled a 7.
With advantage, they're both 3.
Oh,
what is up with
dude.
You?
I don't effing know, man.
What the fuck?
How do you have advantage?
It's a barbarian.
Staff. Yeah, barbarian.
Gotcha.
Because that.
Because he's.
Is this queer?
He's just always mad. Because
he's shoving ready to up yell.
Your yeah. I'm talking to okay. Mike. Got a backup mic right here.
Okay. Law and order, Bray.
God damn it.
Okay, what did you get total?
Yeah, dude, these are all shit.
24.
Beautiful. Okay. Casting. So, 25, 20. Anyone Stop. Else?
Casting timeout.
Casting, fuck you.
18.
18, so 15 to 20.
Cast timeout.
10 to 15.
Damn.
Oh my god, you guys.
Okay.
Low, low, dude.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Rolled a 7.
Rolled a big fat 4.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Throwing up gang signs right now.
Yeah,
but sure. I'm also throwing up what I rolled.
Is that the street you're from, Kyle?
Yeah, dude.
Lovely.
Yeah.
First in the initiative, you currently don't see anything, Kraft.
Great.
But if you want to make some kind of check to see what these creatures are, that would be fine. Or a perception check to try to find them.
Yeah, can I take a gander?
Sure.
I'm turned looking at it, if that helps. And at least the one that hit me.
Yeah.
The direction that hit him, yeah. That's a natural 1.
Ooh.
You see trees, dude. This is not your... this is not where you thrive the best, right? So you're just
close
like...
Close quarters, yeah.
Yeah, well, close quarters, and also, like, you don't... You're not from a forest.
I don't fuck with trees.
You don't fuck with trees like that. You fuck just hit trees. Your... You just fuck smacked your noggin on one not too long ago. You're not too fond of them right now
fuck
anyway.
Fuck these trees. Oh, that kind of changes... what I was gonna do.
Well, I mean, you could still, you still have, you know.
Okay, what's the vibe? What's the vibe? I have 2 things I could do, and I'm trying to pick which one's more tactical.
Tactical, you know, flashlight.
Kinda. Fuck it, we're going yellow. I'm gonna burn a 3rd level spell to recast my turret. But this time, instead of the last time you guys saw it, it's the 3 centric circles for the rings on the tree. Instead of the first time you guys saw it, it was large, medium, small to make the ballista. Now it's small, medium, large on top, and a spout with a little bit of fire pouring out of it comes out, and in the direction of which he saw the guy,
mm-hmm.
or he got hit, it's a flamethrower, guys.
Oh,
napalm, dude.
I'm gonna shoot...
Burning it down.
Flamethrower tower. It's a 15-foot cone in that direction.
Okay.
If I hit anything, they have to do a DC save or take damage.
What's the DC save?
My DC is pretty decent, actually. Stand by.
Is it dexterity?
It will be dexterity, but I have... I'm sorry. I have to do math.
Oh, no, you're okay.
It is actually a 17.
Okay.
Because of my all-purpose tool.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay, 17, and it's a dex save?
Yes.
Yeah, they fail. One of them takes how much damage?
It's going to be 3d8s.
Okay, fucking roll it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
8. 1. So 9. I can do math. 12 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And now, do I see it now? Do I, like, hit it? Does it light on fire?
No. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I didn't fuck this up.
Is he lit?
No, it just takes damage. And you kind of, like, you hear, a throaty scream. Like a, like.
Fantastic. If that's the case, then I will just... What can I do to help my party here? I don't think I'll get super lucky. I have one more third level slot. Do I burn
just
it now?
Something.
Fuck it. Burning it. I'm gonna go to Elias and pull out another one of these needles. Like, you ready,
oh,
bud?
God. Oh shit. Let's go.
Straight peanut butter shot right in the butt cheek.
Haste?
You cast haste, yeah.
Okay. It's gonna do like 8 attacks.
I'm gonna blow something up.
That's my go. That's all I got.
Lovely. Okay, so now everyone turning their attention to the forest. You see three, again, hooded ghostly creatures walk out for, and they like are kind of don't even really seem to acknowledge each other. Just for the sake of description argument, these are wraiths, and you can't see their faces. It very much think ring wraiths.
I was about to say, are they looking for a ring?
Just very.
If you like a baby, you should have put a ring.
God damn it. So one is going to make an attack on you, Kraft.
Excellent.
Does a... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm rolling really well with these dice. 21 hit.
It does, but I will cast a first level,
Shield?
Shield.
Alright, beautiful.
So yeah, you see as he comes... What is he attacking me with?
A claw attack.
You see, like, kind of... A lot, Clint Eastwood. I move my duster out of the way, and there's like a large door for like a furnace just on my chest, and he clinks that.
Okay, love that. And you again, you hear a high pitched screech as it stays close to you.
Oh no!
But it's there. Let's see. The next one is going to be at. Is going to be on the other side, from the back. So that was from the back. Two more on either side. One's going to be at Siegfried.
Say what? He's doing what?
Okay.
I gotcha.
I'm sorry. That hits. I rolled a natural 19.
So hit.
Huh?
Said so hit.
So hit me.
Hit me with your best shot.
And this is necrotic damage, so keep that in mind.
That's fine.
Wait, did he... He made a melee attack?
Yes.
Okay, Sentinel.
Okay, yeah, go for
it. Fuck him up.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That won't prevent this from happening. It'll just prevent them from moving.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. It's movement's going to drop to zero.
That's fine.
Stay where you are.
It's cocked. Okay, cool. Does a 21 hit?
Yes.
Cool.
Let me resolve this first. Perfect. Before we complete the sentinel.
That's fine.
You take 16 points of necrotic damage. Fuck. And I need you to make a con save.
Yeah.
Ooh.
At 3.
Yeah,
sorry.
As he whispers into his ear.
At 3 damage. Wait, what was the damage? 16?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. D&D Beyond just
cracked out.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Does that. You take 16 points of necrotic damage, and you have to make a con save, please.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
Please.
The power of dice compels you.
And plus 3, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What oh, no.
Is it, like, really bad?
Oh, God.
What is it?
Oh, God. It rolled 2. It fucking
what
rolled 2.
What is it?
Two.
Before she tells us if it passes it.
What do you think it is?
No.
No way.
It literally, it rolled and then like it hit the edge of the barrier and then rolled into a 1.
No.
This is what's happening.
Do you want to borrow my dice?
No, I don't.
It's the tray.
It's, yeah. It's the tower. It's the tower screwing me over.
Tower
you're
of terror.
Fired.
Okay, so your hit point maximum is reduced by 16.
Oh.
Okay.
Fuck.
I mean, if it's going to happen to anyone, it should happen to him.
But, if, I mean, yeah.
Until it runs out, and then we're fucked.
Got it.
Wonderful. That is one on you, and then Sentinel, a 21 hits.
Mm-hmm. Are these things invisible?
No, they're just slightly incorporeal. You can tell that they're floating, which actually is a great point for Sentinel. It says movement. Does it say anything about flying?
It's all movement.
Okay, I was just checking.
Okay. Okay, it's corporeal. I don't know what that means. It just means you're hovering.
It's slightly translucent.
Like a ghost.
It's very much like a no-feet Beetlejuice situation.
A dementor.
It means they're stupid.
It means they're stupid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit, so let's roll for damage.
Beautiful.
That is 10 points of damage.
Nice.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And the weapon you're attacking with, is it magical?
No.
Okay.
That's it. But it's right in front of us now.
It is, yes. Okay. Okay. Lovely. And then the last attack is going to be on you. Elias. I'm so sorry.
Nat 20?
No.
It's literally the dice I gave her to give her the
glitter,
the
herpes.
Glitter herpes in her dice bag, and they're rolling so hot.
They're going.
Both the dice we gave you are rolling great, huh?
No, I literally haven't rolled anything below a 10 all night.
That's fine.
Talk to me.
Fantastic.
Okay, so does a 20...
Yes.
Regretting. Okay.
Does a 20? Yes.
Okay. I love Dungeons & Dragons.
Sorry, D8s.
She picked creatures that rolled D8s too on purpose.
I know. What
the I actually hell? Didn't. I didn't even realize that it was D8s. You take 20 points of necrotic
By
damage.
By gods!
D8s, I'm sorry. I'm sorry! You take 20 points of necrotic damage, and you make a con save, please.
Yeah, it really hurt, huh?
I got fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Con. Nine.
Your hit point maximum decreases by 20 points.
So is that my maximum? Okay.
Yeah, your hit point maximum. Yeah.
Not your current, just your max. Okay. Well, cool. Both.
Both. Oh, yeah.
Both guys.
The difference is if your maximum goes to zero, you just auto die.
Okay, so I'm at 98 max, 58 current.
Yes.
Who don't know why that's a bad thing?
Why that's scary and bad.
But. Okay. No.
For those who know how all these ghosts are going to get punched in their stupid fucking ghost faces in about 10 seconds.
Hey, one of them can't move, so...
I don't care.
One got burnt.
I will walk up and punch him. And the goddamn ghost knows.
Okay. Goddamn
that
ghost
That is
knows.
Their go. Amon, it is your turn.
Sweet.
Zarius is on
me. So I have one on me. I got Kraft next to me, right?
Yeah, you have one on you. And then there's one... well, you hit the one that was on it was on Sigrid. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two. There's
two ahead of me.
There's two ahead.
One
there's one right next to you. Yeah.
Cool. And as long as Kraft is next to me, that's great. I'm gonna bonus action cast Shadow Blade, and then I'm gonna try to hit it with this Shadow Blade.
Fuck yeah.
Now you describe this area as dim light. Sick. That means I have advantage. Because of Shadow Blade.
Yeah.
Shadow Blade. In addition, when you use this sword to attack a target in dim light or darkness, you make the attack roll with advantage.
Six. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
Good, because I fucking needed it. That's a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
That was like 11.
Sick. All right, everybody. Here's 2d8s plus 6d6s.
Jesus.
Because sneak attack. And also, all this damage is going to be psychic damage.
Okay. Hurt their brain.
Yeah, it's crunchy. You sick fucks.
Well, there's a bunch of sixes.
Hell yeah, there are. Nice.
So are you attacking with a physical... Like, is it a spell cast on your rapier?
I weave together threads of shadow to create a sword of solidified gloom in my hand.
Okay. What's the name of the spell?
Shadow Blade.
Shadow Blade, alright.
Oh, for purposes of resistance, it is a magical weapon.
Beautiful.
I cast My Chemical Romance.
So long and
so,
good night.
Beautiful. How much damage?
It's 32 points of psychic damage.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Love that. Hold on 1 second.
It's the same one I lit on fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's all psychic?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. Roll me an Arcana check.
I would love to.
Can I roll for how big of a headache it has?
Yeah, you can.
Arcana, that's 18.
Okay, beautiful. So, you get the impression that this, even though it's a magical attack, it does do damage. It does as much as you thought it is, as you think it would do. But in the future, attacking it with your rapier, even though it is magic, probably won't do as much damage as you think it would.
Even when it's lit up?
Even when it's lit up.
Cool, because that Shadow Blade lasts for a minute.
Yes.
I got 11 for the headache check.
Its head's fucking ringing. In one fell swoop,
it is
Amon got, like, wrecked his shit.
Just the smallest of high fives.
Yeah. Okay, on Zarus's turn, Zarus is in between both parties and looks at Amon, and even though, like, he's, like, you know, wrecking their shit, like, she just gives, like, a thumbs up, thumbs down. How you doing?
Thumbs down.
All right.
Very hurt.
She is going to, without entering the area of the wraith, she is going to just like touch you in the middle of your back and cast a a fourth level cure wounds.
Oh, bless the gods!
I've been chosen.
I'm okay. First of all, it's me, not the gods.
Either way,
bless
hey,
you,
little kitty.
There's also a kitty over here.
Yeah, we're also very excited about the kitty.
Oh, the first time your dice don't roll well.
God damn it!
No, I roll. I mean, they're D8. These are also D8s.
I know. That's why I was like, but the first time you don't roll higher than a 3 on your D8s. I can't even see him, by the way. I just know. I see the shape of what she rolls. I have no idea what she gets.
You heal 20 points.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's a good fourth level cure wounds.
It's good for where I was, because help.
Okay, that is Zaris's go.
Sick.
And that means that it is Elias's go.
Beefy boys.
No, I know, beefy boys are bringing up the rim.
Haste.
Oh, yeah,
haste. Okay, let me think. So, I am first going to bonus action.
Okay.
I will summon my echo.
Okay.
I am here! It seems this troop is in need of some Viceborn.
Oh. I know you refer to himself by his last name, bro.
He spawns, so he's going to be... I'm going to spawn him in front of us by the two other ghastly
the
creatures.
Wraiths.
Mm-hmm, the wraiths. But then I... Real Elias is going to take an action and just start beating on the wraith that's in front of me.
Okay. Point of order for haste, your extra action that you get is only one weapon attack. So even though as a paladin you get two attacks, you only get one from haste. Does that make sense?
You're only getting three attacks total, is what she's saying.
Yes.
You can't do two and then two.
Yeah, you don't get two. You don't do two and then two. You just get.
Yeah, three. That's written in the spell.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Dumb. Okay, let me think.
Because one more attack would be too broken.
Yeah.
But he gets four attacks anyway. He gets a butt up in the face.
But also,
oh, but he did the wraith or the echo.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Pop my echo. I'm trying to think. Okay.
He's got things he can do.
Also, point of order, that means you're concentrating, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's why I did the shield.
Does a 15 hit?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Cool. So, attack number un.
Uno.
I don't trust myself to
nice.
Roll a good concept.
That is that's 14 points of damage.
Okay, and which one are you attacking again? I'm sorry.
The one directly in front of real Elias.
Okay.
I will be smiting.
Beautiful.
I'm burning my last level one spell slot.
Of course. I mean, hey, they're undead. Why wouldn't you?
So, yeah, exactly. So I'm going to roll 3d8s.
Yes.
Right there. Shit.
So, okay. Rolling smite. Let's see. That's 8 plus 7 is 15.
Okay.
So that's 15 points additional damage. So what, 25 total?
Okay.
That's attack number one.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. So...
It was 10 normal, 15 radiant. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How bring it out the calculator.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Attack number two. Unless this thing's dead.
Nope.
No?
Still up.
Okay. Attack number two. Natural 20.
Let's go!
Natural 20.
Are you serious?
God, serious.
Finally. It's the dice.
You're welcome.
Natural 20, which means I get another bonus action. Let's go from
great
weapon
master.
Mm-hmm.
Or he gets another attack. So now he does get four attacks.
Yeah. Alex's face was like, wait.
So I'm rolling two.
What's your minimum damage?
Minimum?
Yeah.
With this?
Yeah. Because I'm also assuming you're smiting, right?
Well, it depends. Depends if I kill him.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what? Minimum damage with this would be 2, right?
Because if plus I... your modifier.
Oh, and gotcha. You, plus my mod. So, yeah. Yeah, so 7.
So 4. Okay, never mind. So 11.
Let's see what the dice... The story of the dice tells.
Story of the dice. Oh, yeah. That is 17 points of damage.
17.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. 17 plus my modifier. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Good
22
Lord.
Points. Yeah. Okay, cool. It's hurt, but is... In this moment, if you would like to roll an insight check,
yeah,
let's do it. You are welcome to.
Let's do it.
I'm probably not going to get it. It's a 6.
For some reason, this it's not doing the damage you think it is.
And the mod's going to turn around and go, "Magic attacks only, baby."
Okay, so I have to smite. So Elias will burn a level 2 spell slot.
So for 4d8.
So go for 4d8s now.
Doubled because of the crit?
Oh, yeah.
The 8, so Derek! 8,
yeah.
He needs more dice!
I might need...
I have so many d8s right here.
She's you do, and you've been rolling good with those d8s. Yeah. Let me get some of those.
She's rolling in the deep.
Yeah. I just need 2.
Here you go.
Thank you.
I didn't give him the one that's rolling the best.
damn you!
You're a monster!
I got 3 8s on here.
Watch out!
So 8,
24.
16, 24, and then 32.
By the gods.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see.
Drink to that, brother.
38.
Okay. Yeah, brother.
And then 39, 44, 42, 43.
Oh my god,
45, 45.
Fuck yeah. You wipe this thing off the face of the planet.
Whoosh!
Okay, it immediately dissipates into just like a cloud of smoke and just like...
Nice.
Like it's gone. Again, okay. Just a feral screech.
He still has 2 more attacks!
Yeah. It is Dunsky.
Can I... So in the middle of that, can I still like make movement towards something else?
Yeah.
There's another one still in front of you guys.
Yeah, there's another one that's on Siegfried.
Is that closer to my echo or me?
There's the echo that's closest to... The echo is the one is closest to the wraith that's by Kraft and Amon. There, but the other wraith is opposite of you fighting Siegfried.
You guys had 2 on you. We only have the 1.
You guys are hurt. Or you guys are squishy.
I'm chill, though.
Zaris is just in the middle.
The heal helped.
I'm going to go for...
We got it. We could take the one.
I'm gonna
guy.
Go for the one that's on Siegfried.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for the one that's on Siegfried with my shit. Third. With, okay. With my third. Let's go. That's a natural 19.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Cool. So damage. That's a 9 points of damage.
Okay. We round up.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we want the damage, but we also hate ourselves.
I'm gonna fuck it. I'm just gonna go Nova, and I'm gonna smite. I'm gonna level 2 smite
again.
So what? That's 4.
48.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to. I don't know. I'm just gonna blow my load.
let's go.
That's fair.
4, 8.
He's not even edging. He's just going all the way.
That's 12 points of radiant on top of that.
Beautiful.
And then I smack that
along the floor.
Yeah, but
Discord.
This one, can I use Great Weapon Master on this attack?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Can I use Great Weapon Master on this attack? So can I take a minus?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you make take my a minus 5.
Minus 5 for a plus 10 on damage.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Oh,
shit.
Let's go.
Boy Nightmare doesn't come ever on. Attack without.
That's a let's
That's
see.
That's cocked.
Do you think? Okay.
Fair, yeah, it's fair cocked.
Yeah. Fair cocked. Fair cocked. Okay. Hold on. I don't know if this is going to hit, but 15 hit, so... no, it's 10.
Unfortunately, that misses.
Damn. Okay, that's it.
But you got a butt shit. Oh, no, you did the...
I did my bonus action already. Where are your deals?
Still hell of a turn.
Those 2 are mine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was fucking incredible. You wiped out 1, and you all, and then you did...
A lot
of damage to another. So good shit. Kraft, top of the order. Your turn.
Insect creep.
Apparently. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Apparently, I don't matter.
No.
Excuse me, non-magical boy.
fucking pleb. I am so sorry.
You just call him a muggle?
So wait, hold on. Before I resolve my turn. So, real Elias is with Siegfried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then Echo Elias is with them.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The squishy fellers.
Mm-hmm.
Siegfried.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Bonus action rage.
You have the glass cannons and then just the cannons.
yeah.
The gun show,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm raging, and I'm just going to hit the motherfucker in front of me.
Fuck yeah.
He's mad.
Yep.
Is your great axe... What is the material components of your great axe?
It's a great axe.
It's just a really good axe.
Is it magical?
It's sharp.
Is it magical? I don't think so.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He's swinging it.
No, I did it.
Yes, yeah, so 20.
That fucking hits, yeah. Absolutely. These things, I will tell you guys also above board, your friendly neighborhood DM tip.
Nice.
Their AC is not very high.
Above
that is
above screen
12 points.
Above 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First hit.
Nice.
Second hit. Beautiful.
That is 17.
Okay.
That hits, right?
17 does hit. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought that was damage. Not.
No.
As long as it doesn't require concentration.
I see nothing.
That is another 13 points of damage.
It was another what?
So total 25 points of damage.
Fuck yeah.
God damn.
Were you attacking recklessly or doing anything like that?
No, I was just hitting him.
Okay.
It was just ye old Michael Jackson and beating it.
Hmm?
What?
What?
Okay, top of the order. So basically, Elias comes in and absolutely wipes the floor with one and a half of the wraiths. And the other one, Amon, does hefty fucking damage. And from this, you see that, like, magical attacks definitely do a lot more damage than with physical ones or melee ones. Top of the order.
Hello. Yeah. Ballista, so go ahead, give me another dex save as I, again, light this one up on fire.
Okay, you're doing another cone?
Mm-hmm. Once I summon it, it can do it every turn.
Beautiful. Does an 18 make it?
It does. Does it take half? I believe it takes half.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head like I know. And I'm just hopeful.
Half on a save, yes.
Okay.
So it's still gonna take... Ugh. Ugh. Really bad on the... 8's only 4 points of fire.
Okay.
But then you see, I'm gonna take
which one are you attacking? Sorry.
The one nearest me and Amon. Okay. And then I'm gonna take my pistol that I had ready, and I'm gonna flip out the multi-tool, so it's like more of a long baton.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna be. I'm gonna hit it with a shocking grasp. So yeah, it flips out, and it's like the police baton, and
okay.
I hit it.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks. Oh, thanks for
thanks
the edit.
Thanks for putting sound markers in between your abhorrent humor.
The first thing I thought of.
Terrible.
Because okay, I said police baton.
I'm not even going to follow up. No, that didn't happen.
That is going to be a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that hits. Abso-frickin-lutely.
So, level 3, it is... 3d8s, but I get an extra d8 for my arcane firearm.
No, exactly.
Because I use it as a focus. So it's going to be 4d8s. Electric.
I studied the tape.
4, 12, 16, 19 points of lightning, and then it cannot take any reactions until its next turn.
Okay.
Oh.
So you said 19?
Yes. So he's all cartoony with a skeleton showing.
Again, yeah. It does damage, but like not as much as you'd think.
I'm trying here.
You're still like you did. You packed a wallet for sure. But yeah, lovely.
Sorry, microphone. That was a weird noise. Yeah.
Okay. Next, go. Yeah, you fucked that thing up pretty quick.
Thanks.
So, naturally, the Wraith is going to hone in on you.
Yeah.
And is... Okay, let's see. Where'd it go? Does a dirty 20 hit?
Dirty 20 does hit, but I'll... Since my turn just went, I'm gonna burn another shield.
You're gonna burn another shield? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that does not hit. Okay, beautiful. That's that Wraith's go. The one on Siegfried is going to go for him again. Oh, wow. This one misses.
Yes!
Finally.
Finally, she doesn't hit one of us.
Yeah.
That was a two. That was a natural two, folks. Shout out to the two crew.
Hey, that's been a while since I said that.
Yeah, so the
not
seven.
For me.
So yeah, eight definitely doesn't hit you.
No.
Imagine.
It hits. I know, right?
You're so squishy. Okay, that's their go. They don't do any damage. You guys are fucking lucky.
Hell yeah.
Amon.
It's Shadowblade time, everybody.
Dude, minimum damage here, because you also get sneak attack, right?
Oh, yeah. I know. That is a lot. It's 25 to hit.
Yeah, that fucking hits.
Okay, minimum damage.
It's gone.
No, hold
on. You can roll it.
Hold on.
I'm not going to tell you.
Minimum damage is 8.
Plus all the dice?
Yeah. Because I don't get bonuses like to the attack.
Because it's
but what's your dex?
I don't get a dex modifier.
Because you're using a spell.
Yeah, it's a spell. Yeah, that's fine.
Can it survive minimum damage?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah! I get to roll this shit again.
Okay,
it's
dead.
It's dead.
Oh, hold on.
It's dead.
Hold on. Let me get the.
I want to know what it is.
Yeah, let me get the pleasure.
You don't take that away from me.
Don't take that away from me.
That's 28 points of that brain damage.
Fucking eviscerated.
Yeah, let's go.
You swipe at it left, right, like, and center, and it just immediately, almost like a weird explosion of smoke, just like it's
wiping off my face.
Yeah. You have some, like, ghostly, like, dark, like...
Don't.
Like, ectoplasm
nice.
Type...
Damn, dude.
...grossness. Very, very...
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're out here killing it.
Well, this is a first.
Yeah, now there's... The one on Siegfried still looks pretty healthy. I don't know if you have any other shenanigans you'd like to do, but...
What?
There's nothing I can do ATM.
Okay.
But I can get over there in a little bit since I still got time on this spell.
Absolutely. Okay, it is Zaris's go. Zaris is going to...
Beat that ass. Beat that ass.
No, she is mostly, support.
She's a supporting girl.
Prepared at the current moment. So she's just gonna do what she does best, and she is going to hit this thing with a infestation.
He's itchy.
He's itchy. He's got mites. Oh my God. He's gonna make a con save. There's so many tabs. This is. And unfortunately, passes the con save. Even against myself, guys. I'm really well even against myself.
Is this the same dice?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Those glittery motherfuckers.
Yeah, honestly, the glitter dice have, I've rolled...
Are fire.
They're on fire. Zaris is just like, well, fuck. Elias.
Well, I have a... So, question.
Yes.
Part of the shitty part of haste is that when the spell ends...
It's not over.
I get lethargy.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not
That's
over.
Why I've been burning spells to keep my concentration. As long as I am focused on it, it doesn't fail.
Oh.
Yeah, it's concentration up to a minute. So as long as he doesn't take damage and he has to roll for a concentration check to see if he maintains concentration...
Oh, beautiful.
You still have it.
Beautiful.
I'm still hyped.
Yeah, you're juice.
I'm gonna move the echo.
Juice is loose.
Thank you guys.
I'm gonna move the echo right behind the Wraith.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just gonna start I'm just gonna start beating it.
Start wailing.
I'm just gonna start wailing it.
No,
yeah.
No.
And then the echo start doing the dance.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so
it turns into Thriller and sort of Thriller.
That'd be dope.
So attack number one.
I have claws.
Attack number one.
Attack number one.
Natural one. Wait, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a seven.
That's a seven. I can't. These dice aren't painted very well. That's a seven. So that is a 16
to hit.
I'm
calling the ref for that one.
Yeah, I know. That's a seven. Okay.
Oh, God.
Can we get a review on the play?
I know. Throw the flag, dude. That's a seven.
Seven. Wait, plus what?
It's a 16 to hit.
And that hits.
Okay, cool.
Again, not a very high AC. These are ghosts.
I know.
They're not wearing armor.
Let's see.
If only you had a cleric with Turn Undead.
Ma'am?
Just saying.
Don't try to make us feel bad about not letting you play cleric.
So, 11 Wait, points of damage.
Turn Undead?
Last smite? I rolled 11 points of damage. I'm using my final spell slot, my final level 2 spell slot.
Okay,
smite.
Lovely.
This is better, though. This is more fun.
Help!
So, I'm rolling 4d8s. Right?
Yeah, gotta look it up, yeah.
Oh, no, he does.
But I don't know, because I'm pretty sure Paladin's range 14, for Turn Undead is less than 21. Cleric's. I don't know what the challenge rating is, but...
24 points of additional damage.
What kind of damage?
Radiant.
Okay, yeah.
Godly!
God damn!
Okay, so this thing, and then how much was your regular?
It was 11.
Okay, yeah, this thing, how do you destroy this final wraith?
Nice.
Oh, cool. Nice. So, I would say that it's going, real Elias is going to hit it so damn hard with the pole arm that it kind of falls into Echo Elias.
Oh, and so you guys tag team it?
Yeah, he just impales it and then like literally just impales it and then smacks it down on the floor and just...
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, you guys are officially out of initiative.
Oh, no, he can't.
Woo!
Woo! So,
thank God.
A quiet falls upon the
across the land.
Across the entire land. That was it, guys.
Midnight hour.
And you win.
And you win.
You've won D&D.
As we close out here, everyone, roll me a perception check. Elias, roll me a religion check.
What do you think? Is that perception?
Yeah, except for Elias.
Elias rolls an 11 in religion.
Okay.
Perception, you said? Ooh, that's pretty good.
Got a big fat 9.
22.
I'm sorry, dude. You're dying.
I know.
Amon with a 25.
Nice.
Okay, Amon and Elias. So, Amon, you see, like, up ahead, it's hidden under, like, brush, and, like, you see an off path. And, like, even if you look, what do your elf eyes see? Well. A little bit further down, like, covered under the safety of cover of trees and foliage, you do see the outline of what appears to be some kind of mausoleum or just, like, stone structure. Elias, you're not entirely sure, but like you are getting some kind of vibe. You are vibe checking the shit out of the direction you guys are walking in, and it is something. You're not sure if it's good or if it's bad. We'll just have to wait and find out next time on Turning Tables Podcast. We're gonna have to call it here, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. That was so much fun. You guys
it was
are great.
Fantastic.
I have missed playing with you guys.
Playing with our hearts. Okay, Mr. Baldur's Gate, chill.
Look, man.
Anyway, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. If you would like to stay up to date on the latest and greatest of all of our podcasting shenanigans, you can find Turning Tables on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. You can find me, your DM for this current juncture, at the current juncture, on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. Danny, where can the people find you?
Howdy.
Promo your shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna plug myself. You can find me on Instagram at Wrathchild714. You can find my other podcast, Hops and Notes, Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. We're recording this 2 days before my birthday. I decided on the day of my birthday, since I'm going to be drinking for free somewhere, I'm going to pull It's Always Sunny, the Gang Beats Boggs. I'm wearing a white shirt, and I'm going to mark down how many drinks I have the entire day.
So you're showing up to the Ducks game with a shirt?
With a white shirt with all marks on it. With all the marks of all the drinks.
Oh, Jesus. Shit, I don't have any Ducks strip. It's going to be fucking lit. What to wear.
It's only been a white tee and my fucking battle jacket.
It's Pride Night, so.
Oh, yeah, it's also for the games.
I don't fit there either.
But, yeah, hyped.
Hell yeah. Ruben.
Hello there. Like she said, my name's Ruben. I'm on Instagram. What?
Thanks, I didn't know that. Thank you.
My favorite drug of choice is pre-workout.
which I'm currently currently guilty by association by supporting your addiction.
Fuck yeah. Y'all don't see it, but I'm gonna post a picture of it later. Alex bought me this dope-ass shaker cup with Scar on it. Little known fact about Ruben, Scar is my favorite Disney character because he's fucking evil and he's the greatest Disney character and this song fucking slaps. Sorry, I'm fucking... I like that shit. Anyways, you can find me on Instagram at REC Matrix. That's where you'll see the picture of the cup. I also like going to the gym, listening to weird music, and talking about raccoons. I also have a podcast here on the network, Plot Armor Plus. If you like to hear a little bit about animes, my episodes are about 10-15 minutes, not very long, but they're little intros to animes you may or not heard of. At this point, I recently just did Dr. Stone, which is an anime about basically how it's made. And then by the time this comes out, hopefully Gurren Lagann would be out. Hopefully that's going to be a long episode because it's my favorite anime. So here we are. Hell that's yeah. Me. Sorry, I talked for a long time.
A hey, you had a lot to say. And
I did.
We respect that. James.
Hi.
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 You can find me also on the Horrible People's Network as part of the NPC Gaming Podcast. Hey. We talk about news. We predict stuff that comes true like The Simpsons. And we talk about shit on Microsoft. If you like gaming, just go give us a listen. npc.gaming.pod on Instagram.
Which also Ruben was on recently.
Which Ruben was on recently.
Which we predicted the Venom.
Yes.
We predicted Venom.
And see, yes. It happens all the time, people.
I saw it in IRL. It was crazy.
IRL.
In IRL happened.
You guys actually gave Ruben nightmares. He was texting Alex and I later, like, their eyes were glowing red as they started talking.
So yeah, they were speaking in prophecies and
it was
parables
really weird.
And riddles.
Parables and riddles.
I'm all about like Satanist shit, but that was kind of crazy.
Nice.
So go give us a listen, and then maybe by the time this episode drops, you might be seeing a solo podcast from me.
Yay.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
That will be on the socials, so stay tuned for that.
I will.
Nice.
We will be waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Connor,
I'll be waiting for the next time we play together.
Oh, hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. Next week.
Don't do
now,
stuff.
Now that we're out of the holiday season.
Thank God, Jesus Christ.
I hate holidays. Bah humbug.
I just want to play D&D.
That's a real
stupid kid.
That's a real life impression of Danny, everyone.
It's literally me.
Anyway, God damn it. We'll catch you guys next time. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening, and let's give him a dice shake.